if we chanted our psalm, as we do sometimes on the High Holy Days, our refrain this morning would have been, as it says in the bulletin, God gave them drink as from the great deep. Reminding us of God's generosity, about his willingness to share his abundance with us. Even when we seem at our most difficult, as the Hebrews did today, even though from the very beginning of the trip all the way throughout the wilderness, all they did was complain, God still took care of them in the same way a parent takes care of their child. Now, very excited about the month of October starting. It's one of my favorite months of the year. I'd like this time of the year. Back home when I was a kid, this had been about the time when you would start seeing the harvest coming in. You'd begin to see trucks lining up on the road to bring this year's grain to the elevators and to the various train stations. You know, this reminder of the wonders of God as you look around and the leaves start changing. And today I also think about those people who taught me most about generosity. Now, today is October 1st. This would have been my mother's 79th birthday. And though she'd been gone for, I think, about 18 years, those things that she taught me are still there. And part of that was about sharing what has been given to me. Even though it doesn't seem like much at times, that willing to share the gifts, the abundance that God has put into my life with those who were in need of either just company, of resources, of healing, of prayers. And so when I think about the various messages of generosity that my mother taught me, it seems like such a wonderful day for our stewardship month to start. As you will see from the top of the prayers of the people and in the insert that's included in your bulletin, this year, working with the Episcopal Network of Stewardship, or TENS, on their theme of journey to generosity. And this idea that as we make our way through our stewardship month, we consider it more of a journey. As we work ourselves with God to become more generous of our resources, of our time, of our talents, our willingness to share what has so freely been given to us from God with those around us. Now, this is going to be a very, very busy month here at St. Andrew's. Today, as I said, we kick off our stewardship. Please stay after a few minutes after church today. Rich has a presentation about our budget to give you kind of an idea about our financial status and where our spending goes. But there's so many other wonderful things that are going to be happening in the next month or so. Next week, we come together as a community as we welcome two new people within to our midst. Next week, we have a baptism of young Noah back there, and we'll also be baptizing his cousin Logan. Later on that day, we will have the blessing of the pets. And throughout this month, other things will be going on. We'll be continuing our Wednesday Bible studies. We are right now on the book of Genesis. Our weekly noon Eucharist, which has a healing service as a part of it. So along with those people who come here to receive healing personally, we also pray for others. And we're going to, last week we started, and we're going to start taking that list that we fill out on Sundays. And on Wednesday, pray for those names during our prayer service again. At the end of this month, we're going to get together on the last Sunday as we bring in our stewardship cards. And it's going to be a friends and family Sunday. And we're going to ask you, invite the people you know to come join you for church that day. And then to stay afterwards for a potluck where we just celebrate our lives together. And then at the beginning, on the first Sunday of November, as we celebrate All Saints, we're going to invite you to show up in your grubby clothes and bring gloves and rakes, and we're going to work on the yard. But, you know, these are the ways we come together as a community to share and to take care of all that God has given us, to make this place an open and welcome sanctuary, not just for ourselves, but for others. Focusing on our brothers and sisters who really need us to be there. This month, at the end of it, we're going to also have our yearly Veterans Day drive for Veterans Place. This year we'll be collecting sets of, sheet sets, twin size. Always have to say that really slowly, so don't get in trouble. And bath towels, so that we can take care of our brothers and sisters in need. So this place is here to really reflect God's generosity, to reflect the willingness to give what we have so that others may get to know God a little better. In our gospel today, we have Jesus being confronted by the elders, the scribes, the priests, all sorts of self-possessed, important people at the temple who are bothered by his teaching. And they want to know by whose authority he is teaching. And the thing is, they already know. They have heard Jesus preaching. They have heard his good news. But instead of listening to it, instead of hearing his words, they chose to be deaf. They have seen the works that Christ has been doing. They have seen him heal the broken, the fevered, the possessed. But instead of acknowledging it, they became blind to the works. I wouldn't even doubt that many of them even knew within their hearts when they were in Jesus' presence that this was someone special, that this was the Messiah. But instead of listening to their hearts, they made them hard. And all they were really trying to do was set Jesus up today. They were looking for a reason to bring him in front of the courts, to silence him permanently. That's the only reason they were asking by what authority, because they were hoping to set him up. But we have Jesus knowing them and putting them instead to a test that they could not answer without admitting Jesus was who Jesus really was, or getting trouble with the crowds who really loved John the Baptist. So they just said, "We don't know." And Jesus refused to answer them on by whose authority. Instead, he tells them the parable of the two sons. The first son was asked to go out in the field, and he says no, but later has a change of heart and goes out to the field and does the work his father calls him to. The second son, when the father asks him to go out to the field, he says yes, but instead of going out, he stays in. He doesn't do the work he promised to do. And Jesus wants these people to see themselves in these two sons. The first son, he compares to the prostitutes, to the tax collectors, to the various sinners, those who may have originally rejected the law, who may have at first rejected God himself. But these are the ones who have a change of heart. These are the ones on whom the church, the work of the church rests. These are the people who go out and proclaim the good news because they understand that they have received this wonderful, generous gift. The second son, the one who says yes, are all these learned men, all these priests and Pharisees and scribes and lawyers and all these self-important men who pretend that they follow God because they keep this strict code of ethics. You know, they follow all these little, commandments, but they refuse to do God's real work. They're the ones who proclaim righteousness, but instead of sharing the wealth, instead of displaying the generosity so given to them, they keep it. They stay in the temples. They hide away. And Jesus tells them it is going to be the sinners who are the ones who will go into the kingdom of heaven first. But you notice the kind of interesting thing? He doesn't say the other ones are going to be kept out. It's just that there's always a chance with God. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to be willing to give your life to God, to willingly share yourself, your gifts, your talents with others. To live into the generosity of God so that others may know God's abundantness, his glory, and his love. We all have a choice on whether we are going to say the words or if we're going to actually walk the walk. And it's going to be the ones who walk the walk are the ones who God is going to look on in favor. So I encourage my brothers and sisters to do God's work, to share with them all that he has freely given, and to let them know about his glory.